The Big Flood, a legend from Australia. Long ago, in the time the Aborigines of Australia call the Dreamtime, something terrible happened to all the water in the country. All the rivers and waterholes were dry. The trees became brown, and the grass and flowers died. Many animals died because there was nothing to eat. The animals decided to have a meeting. The birds flew from place to place and asked all the animals to come to the big meeting. "We're all going to meet at the enormous red rock in the centre of the country," said the birds to each animal. "We must discover why there isn't any water." The birds and animals came to the centre of the country from every direction. When the animals arrived at the enormous red rock, they found a giant frog there. This frog was almost as big as the enormous red rock, and it was the reason there wasn't any water. "Where is all the water?" the chief of the kangaroos asked the giant frog. "I drank it because I was thirsty," answered the giant frog. "You must give the water back, or we will all die," shouted all the animals together. "No, I won't give the water back," answered the frog. "I don't want to." The animals talked and argued, but the frog did not give back the water. The animals discussed the problem for a long time. "We must make the giant frog laugh," they finally decided. All the animals, birds, snakes, and lizards of Australia sat in a big circle round the giant frog. "Who will try first to make the giant frog laugh?" they asked. "The kookaburra bird sits on a tree and laughs all day long, so he must try first," said the koala bear. The kookaburra bird took a deep breath and began to laugh. The laugh started quietly and deeply in its throat, and it slowly got louder and louder. The other animals sat and watched, but their faces were very serious. The kookaburra laughed until it almost fell from the tree. It laughed until its feathers started to fall from its body. But the giant frog just looked at it calmly. "I want to try now," said the frilled lizard. It spread the frill around its neck and danced on its two back legs. "Look at me, frog," called the frilled lizard. But the giant frog just sat there. It didn't even look at the lizard. "I'll try next," said the koala bear. And it danced and did all kinds of acrobatics. Finally, it was so tired that it had to sit down. But the frog did not even smile. The animals saw that the situation was very grave. They all began to argue and talk at the same time. Some of the animals became so excited that they forgot why they were together for the meeting. A snake tried to eat a porcupine, and a kookaburra put the snake's tail in its mouth and tried to fly away with it. Two bandicoots started to fight over a potato, but a possum stole it. The bandicoots stopped fighting to run after the possum. The possum climbed a tree and hung by its tail while he ate the potato above their heads. "Thief! Thief!" shouted the bandicoots as they stood under the tree and looked at him. "Quiet, everyone! Please concentrate!" shouted an old grey mother kangaroo. And soon the animals were quiet again. "I want to try now," said a big eel that lived in a deep water hole. "I want my water back." Many of the animals laughed at the eel. "What can you do?" they said. But they agreed to let the eel try to make the giant frog laugh. At first, the eel wriggled slowly, and then it wriggled quickly. Finally, the eel stood on the end of its tail and danced. The giant frog opened its big, sleepy eyes. Its enormous body began to shake, and then it began to laugh. The laugh of the giant frog was like thunder. Water flowed from its mouth. The water filled the rivers and the water holes, and it continued to flow until there was a flood of water across the land. The tops of the mountains were like islands in the sea. All the animals held on to the enormous red rock and tried not to fall into the water. As the water slowly went down again, some of the fish got stuck on the sides of the mountains. This is why we sometimes find the bones of fish high on the sides of the mountains in the desert of Australia.